This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. First up, when exactly does turning a profit turn into profiteering? This is the question we're trying to explore today, following on from a recent fine.
I have a lot of thoughts about this, but I will save it until after we've explained what happened. So, a GSC branch in Malacca was fined 45,000 ringgit for overcharging customers specifically for bottled water and potato chips. So they were found guilty of profiteering by the Ayakaro Sessions Court. According to Narina Jaffa, the director of the Malacca Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs, this is important. This is where the pricing comes in. A 600 ml bottle of spritzer mineral water was sold at 3 ringgit 30 cents. That's a profit increment of 0.97%. And then there was a 75 gram bag of Mr. Potato Chips, and that was priced at 5 ringgit with a profit increment of 1.23%. So I think those are the key points that you need to know, along with the fact that the session court judge said the defense had failed to raise reasonable doubt on the case of the prosecution, and that GSC had asked for a lenient sentence, this being a first-time offense, and that the prices were increased only for a slightly higher profit margin.
This is an interesting one because, and I will say that this comes perhaps with a fair amount of privilege on my side, that I'm able to pay slightly more for things when I'm out doing particular kinds of activities and maybe not care too much about the difference, right? But it's interesting because this isn't isolated to this one branch of this one cinema. Most of us are used to going to, say, a restaurant or other cinemas or any sort of entertainment centres, and things that should cost less when you buy it at a supermarket will cost slightly more. And I've always thought that this was almost a given. And when this story came out, I think a lot of people had very similar questions in terms of, well, we see this being done elsewhere. Why is this profiteering and that not? And when is it okay? When is a business actually allowed to do this is the core question here.
So at the risk of dragging in other businesses that have also struggled because of the pandemic, because movie theatres, of course, are just now kind of on the mend, right? Being able to welcome people back, full capacity, all that sort of thing. I was thinking a lot about hotels. And, you know, I say this again, not wanting to point fingers at businesses that I really hope, you know, kind of are able to recover fully from the pandemic and whatever they need to do to get there. But hotels, mini bars, you know, there are lots of places in which these two items would actually cost a lot more than what was being charged here. And like you said, and I acknowledge that this definitely comes from a position of a certain level of privilege and of being able to hand over 3 ringgit 30 cents without necessarily feeling that pinch as much. But I have definitely always taken it for granted that movie theatres are places where food is going to cost more. Now, how much more, I think, is a good question to ask. And this also comes hand in hand, I suppose, with the knowledge that the concession stand is where cinemas make most of their clean profits, I suppose, because when it comes to how much it costs to run, maintain, to pay for the rights, to show the films, all of that gets split up between them as well as the distributors. You know, there's just a variety of places in which the money goes. And that is why they're always trying to upsell you or get you to get the set.
So one particular complaint that I've noticed being shared online as the story circulated were people pointing out how, well, with a cinema, they don't allow you to bring your own water in. They don't allow you to bring your own snacks. And therefore, you're kind of forcing people to pay that price. But again, you know, that's debatable because there are certainly restaurants that don't allow you to bring your own water in and yet insist that if you want water in the restaurant, you have to pay some exorbitant amount for a bottle of mineral water. So I'm actually just very interested to know what the differences are, because as a consumer, I want to be able to make, a fair choice, but also not maybe victimize a business unnecessarily.
Yeah, that's 100% how I feel.
Keep those thoughts coming. We are talking about the difference, I suppose, between profit and profiteering. And we'd like to hear from you. Are there some places where you just sort of accept that the prices are going to be higher? You can call 77332900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be joined by Dr. Ong Tze Chin, Senior Lecturer at the Faculty of Law at University Malaya. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Moolah, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:12. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we're talking about businesses making profits and when that edges into profiteering. This comes from a news headline of a cinema being found guilty of overcharging for bottled water and potato chips. So we are asking you, are there some places where you're just kind of okay with the prices being higher? You can call 77332900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on the line with us to help unpack this and understand this is Dr. Ong Tze Chin, Senior Lecturer with the Faculty of Law at University Malaya. Dr. Ong, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So let's start with the basics, yeah? How is profiteering defined under Malaysian law?
Okay, I would like to start with the history first. Actually, this Anti-Price Control and Anti-Profiteering Act itself is not new. It's since 1946. But again, it came to an amendment. The major amendment came into 2011, right? So the defined meaning, which is profiteer, means profit unreasonably high, right? So again, this GSC is not the first case, you know. There's a lot of investigation since 2015. They have this Capidian HGP. He undertake the Operasi Catut, right? So 5.0, they actually started that a long time ago. There's a lot of cases if you want to know, right? This basically is what it means by profiteering, means profitly unreasonably high, right?
So, okay. Now that we know where that starts, where and when do these laws apply?
When? Okay, that is actually a calculation. So currently, we have the amendment of the new act, which is the 2018 one. It is the price control and anti-profiteering mechanism to determine unreasonably high profit regulation 2018. Right? So previously, we have the 2016 regulation. There is a formula for calculating. It doesn't mean that, I cannot simply increase my price. So that is actually based on the calculation mechanism actually used this called markup percentage, or we call it margin percentage. There is a mechanism to calculate. But what significant is this 2018 regulation is covered more widely. Previously, 2016 regulation only covered food privileges and household items. So now this one is covered all goods and services provided, right? So I would like to mention a little bit about the mechanism of calculating, right? So that is more on a tax. It started with, because our GST went into zero, right? As everyone know that since we abolished the GST, so now the government is thinking of how do we ensure this price hike, you know, wasn't against the law, which is wasn't profiteering, right? So that's why they have this enactment of this 2018 regulation to together enforced under the Price Control and the Profiteering Act 2011, right?
Based on all of this then, what were your thoughts on the charge and the penalty that was imposed on GSC in this case?
It is reasonable, I would say. I will explain the mechanism in a while. So the mechanism, the calculation of the mechanism is actually quite complex. I will explain. It's not based on the selling price. It's based on profit, based on the margin, percentage margin of profit, you know. So that is the calculation, particular on the calculation. I will later explain the mechanism. Because just like what I mentioned before, since 2015, by our Ministry of Domestic Affairs and Cooperation, Cabinet HGP, they have undertook this operation exercise. So I remember that is one of the biggest fine is Aeon in back in 2016, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 2015, also in Malacca. They are actually being fined for, 110,000 for increase the net profit on their muffin sell on Malacca, right, in 2015. And that is the highest. So other than that, there is also another quite case which is come across Econ Safe Cash and Carry, right? They're also being fined for 40,000 under the regulation, right? For the this different item is for the raw coconut milk, right? Which is prevented profit from more than what it's supposed to. Right? Later I will, you need to understand the mechanism of how they calculated this profiting extremely unreasonable high profit itself before you can actually determine whether it is profiting or not, right? So yeah, that is I would say it's not within the threshold because the maximum fine is 500,000 and to 1 million, right? So it is not extreme threshold. I think if they are how they justify the fine is based on the percentage of the profiteering as well.
So if we look at the price increase here, right, I think the percentage itself appears to be small. In one case, even under a percent, 1%.
Yes.
So
yes.
When does a business's pricing strategies cross the threshold into profiteering?
Okay, so this then come to my explanation on the mechanism on determining the unreasonable high profit. What I mean by unreasonable fine? That is under the Act itself. Just now I mentioned the regulation 2018. So it's our PUA 130. There is a formula of calculation, right? As simple as, for example, they actually calculate based on 3 financial year, right? So for example, I give you a simple example, apart from how they calculate. Basically, it's the selling price minus cost, right? And divided by the cost, and time percentage, 100%. So this exercise had to do a continuous doing for 3 years. So to determine whether it is high profiteering or not. For example, I give you an example. Just now I mentioned, they are using the mechanism of markup percentage and also margin percentage, right? Or either or. So basically, is they not count the selling price of the item itself, right? It's the one you already mark up, right? They based on that. For example, I give you that is, for example, the margin of percentage of the profit is in 2018 itself, right? Since this act come into picture, so they already increased 10%, right? So that and the subsequent year, 2019, right? They also, they increased because of inflation, everything, they increased 13%. Bear in mind, this 10% and 13% is actually based on the profit, the margin they already earned. It's not the selling price, right? And again, for example, in 2020, another year, subsequent year, this calculation had to be based on 3 consecutive financial year, right? So for 2020, how about because the maybe cut the cost of cheaper, you know, they increased by 11%. So they based on these 3 years of calculation of this margin profit or margin percentage or markup percentage, right? They will take the highest one. For example, just now I mentioned my example. In 2018, 10%. So 2019, 13%. And 2020, 11%, right? So the higher percentage is 3 from 10 to 13, right? So 1 year, 11 is minus 2, right? Okay, you follow me? The calculation that is include a bit of a difficult calculation here, right? So again, so the highest percentage is 13. It means that if you are the subsequent year, you want to price your product with the margin of percentage which is higher than 14, that is considered profiteering, right? Basically, just how we say the maximum is 3, so 11 plus 3. So we know the 2020 on the year, you actually mark up on 11%, right? So plus the over average 3 years is total increase is 3%, right? So if you more than 14%, 11 plus 3, more than 14, right? It means that is an unreasonable high profit, right? Taken into account, again, the act actually tell you that the first, when you start with the price, when you first introduce a new product or when you first selling, right, that is to ensure that within this year, right, the price you quote, right, is include profit right, it won't be frustrated like so much because you're already taking into account inflation and all this. They allow you to increase, right? It's not don't allow. But to a certain higher percentage, that's how they calculate. Because the law is actually flexible. They allow the seller, each individual seller, for example, you're selling in hotel and selling in supermarket, it's different price, we know that. They allow you to quote the price based on these 3 years, right? So they basically know how much percentage you increase. But it's more than that, more than 14%, just now, the example I give, then that will be considered profiteering. I hope I explained clearly. But that actually, I normally if I teach, I need to draw and make up the calculation and formula. So now I can't really do that.
Well, actually, on that note, because you did speak about how there is such a thing as factors that influence the percentage, we have a question from Arun who says, I went to a Cineplex in Klang Valley yesterday, one Milo, two 600 ml bottles of water, 15 ringgit, much higher than the Malacca case. So we're wondering, how does geographical location factor into this?
Yes, geographical do affect this. That's why you see the case in Malacca and not in Kuala Lumpur and other place, right? So they do. We are saying that selling price minus cost. Your cost include your logistic, increase in price. Again, this is individual. For example, GST in Malacca price this price for their goods in Malacca. But they might not, I'm not sure whether there is a blanket price or they are different in different geographical areas. This is allowed. They allow you. It's your company where you run. You know how much is your cost is. You decide on the price. So that is how it is based on, right? It's not, that doesn't mean that, oh, this case happened in Malacca. It will affect all GST in Malaysia, right? It will affect all the other businesses. No. But actually, this is not new, just like what I say. It has been start. The investigation, they have been controlling this since 2015, with our Capitan HVP. Yeah.
So a lot of people have pointed out that cinemas actually prohibit you from bringing in your own drinks and food. Is that a factor in a case like this?
That is actually not considered as a factor. But then what I would want to say, against how we control price, there is actually two rules, right? The other one I would say is a competition law, right? For example, that is to ensure that there is a competition in the market, there is choices in place. So that is actually not considered. If you look at competition perspective, right, they will consider as a tying. So I run this business, right? So you have to buy in bulk, you have to follow my rules and all this thing. So again, competition law is taking much of a softer approach. They don't compound. They don't make it as an offense, right? But this mechanism of price control and anti-profiteering is actually, for example, how come our government can set prices during riot time, right? How come our government can actually control the chicken selling price now? So that this act is the one allowed to control, allow the ministry of the the minister and particular the price control agency to actually regulate this. I'm sure if you there is also one regulation came out recently. They actually monitor the price of hotels and restaurant and all this. They do have certain categories, but this is not like one shop had to sell this price, so everyone had to sell this. But no, it's you set yourself within these 3 financial years. You have taken into account your cost, your logistic, your all this, right? So that is the calculation is based on the margin of profit, the average margin percentage. They call it markup percentage. Already markup one, is that markup only? So some are confusing, like saying that, the government actually dictate price. Not really, right? They just concerned with the markup. Okay, is it clear?
Yes. Actually, that was exactly my question, which you've already answered, about how different places seem to have different ranges for these things. Now, it is widely known or assumed that the majority of income for cinemas come from their concession sales. How do our laws strike that balance between consumer protection but also allowing businesses to be profitable?
They are already profited by selling those. That's why I say, if following competition law, particular like for example, GST, right? GST, they only sell spritzer, for example, the mineral water. So by a clear cut, a free market and anti-competition is you not just allow spritzer, because I know GST have contract that was exclusive dealing with spritzer to get their water, right? You can also have other brand of water. For example, we have so many other brand, right? Other brand of water, H2O or any other. So that is, if you talk about market, free market, right? You should have a choice. For example, I don't want spritzer, can I have others, right? But in this cinema case, this is what, in the competition law perspective, is considered as in, with retail point management, or they have exclusive agreement with spritzer, which is you are actually penalizing other water company who are actually selling in the cinema itself. Right, that is actually governed by different laws, which is competition law. Right,
Dr. Ong, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Ong Zerchin, Senior Lecturer with the Faculty of Law at University Malaya, helping us understand the distinctions between making a profit and profiteering. And you know, I think breaking down for us quite clearly there how those calculations are made. We would like to hear from you. Are there some places where you just sort of accept that prices are going to be higher? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're getting plenty of messages already. We'll get to them after this.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.